Well, tonight my topic is those who are wise. Those who are wise. Matthew 10 and verse 16. Matthew 10 and verse 16. Those who are wise. Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Change la vision. Look, I am sending you out as sheep among wolves. So be shrewd as snakes and harmless as what? Doves. Change la vision. I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore, be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves. Give me something contemporary, some kind of contemporary translation. Version. Contemporary version. Which one is this one? WB. What is it? My God, this tonight is going to be good. I feel a strong anointing. Wow. Does someone need healing here? Raise up your hands quickly if you need healing. Anybody? Healing for anything? Yeah. Receive your healing. Amen. 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 Receive your healing. Behold, I send you forth. Wow, this is beautiful. As sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Give me another version. This is Bible exploration. Let's explore. See, I send BBE. I don't know which one is. Basic Bible. Go back to BBE. That's okay. Go back to BBE, please. See, I send you out as sheep among wolves. Be then as wise as snakes and as gentle as doves. Change la vision. ASV, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Find me amplified version. Someone can give me. Oh, thank you, Mom. Thank you, Mom. See, Mom is always there for me. Yeah? Aww. Listen carefully. I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. So, be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Have no self-serving agenda. Amen. Those who are wise. Those who are wise. Listen, this is Jesus speaking. So for Jesus to say, Beryl, be wise as a snake. Just imagine having a conversation with Jesus and he say, be wise as a snake. Mr. Grace, be gentle as doves. But why would Jesus use that kind of analogy in sending his disciples out? Now remember, we are also called in the same mission like the disciples to go forth with the gospel. And today, in today's world, we're not just preaching the good news, like evangelism, that's part of it, but our lives also, even in the workplace, he still sends us out. In your career, he's sending you out. Be wise and gentle as doves. In your interactions with people, be wise. You know, one of the things that, not this congregation, and not this group of believers, but sometimes you find Christians, they are totally clueless of the schemings that are happening around them. They are unaware that the Bible says that you are in a warfare. Or they act unaware. There's a reason why when you see a snake is not in a clear path where everybody can see it. So when it says, be wise as snakes, means people should not be able to predict you or place a hand on your movement. Listen to me. As you go into the next, how many days we have left in this year? This is 60 something days? There about 70 something days? 65 days. Okay. 65, whatever how many days you have. All right, it's okay. Be wise. Be wise. 67 days left in the year. 67 days left. That means for the rest of the year, what God is saying to you is, make sure that you are wise as what? A snake. A snake is, you don't find it everywhere. You find it going through. Before you think it's there, no, it's here. Move with the Spirit. The wind blew it where it listed. You only see the impact. So is everyone born of the Spirit. Someone find that scripture for me. The wind blew it where it listed. The wind blew it. I'll give you 4 points here. Hallelujah. John 3:8. John 3:8. Media team, just put up John 3:8. Thank you. Let's go back to the regular King James Version. Thank you for the BBE. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. Your actions in the next 67 days should be unpredictable to the enemy. It should be unpredictable to those around you. Jesus said, move like a snake. Move like a snake. Smart, wise, cunning, in a good way. Right? Why is it that when the children of darkness want to do something, they use all their mental abilities, their wittiness, to make sure that they actualize what they want? But when you find the children of light, in fact, Jesus even said the children of this world are in their own days wiser than the children of light. Why? Because we have not kept this command. We are too simple. We are too what? Simple. Simple-minded.
You believe anything you see. You believe everyone. You trust everyone blindly. Undiscerning. No spiritual discernment. Those who are wise. He says, stay alert. And this is the Message translation. Thank you. This is hazardous work. Huh? Hazardous work. I'm assigning you to. You are going to be like sheep running through wolf pack. So don't call attention to yourselves. Be as shrewd as a snake. Inoffensive as a dove. See, people think being like a snake is you're going to offend people. No. He says, be inoffensive as a dove. Gentle as doves. You're so smooth. People can't, they can't place. What's this guy up to? What's this lady up to? Thank you, Mr. Victory. Hallelujah. Yeah. Those who are what?
Wise.
This is a wisdom masterclass. Masterclass. Number one. Those who are wise. What is the characteristic of those who are wise? Let's see. Those who are wise will win souls. Those who are wise will what? They'll win souls. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wisdom masterclass. Those who are wise will win souls. How do I know that? Proverbs 11 and verse 30. Proverbs 11 and verse 30. It says, says the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. And he who wins souls is what?
Wise.
I mean, that's as plain as you can get. The Greek means the same thing. Huh? Hebrew means the same thing. The Latin of that scripture means the same thing. Those who win souls. He who wins souls is wise. You can't get away from that. That is the number one symbol of wisdom in the kingdom. That you are winning souls. Huh? So, if I ask you now, are you wise? You say yes, eh? If now, I say, how many souls have you won? You know, on Sunday we had Sir Audrey took a team out of young adults to do some evangelism and sharing flyers for the women's conference. Oh, yes. We're a wise church. Mm-hmm. We're a wise church. We're a wise church. If we're not a wise church, we'll just be having a social gathering here. Hey, how you doing? Oh, God bless you. Come and sing for us. Like after we finish singing, you just hear a nice sermon and just go home. No, that's not wise. That's not wisdom. Right? Wisdom is actually going out to win souls. So those who are wise will what? They'll win souls. Huh? They'll win souls. Those who are wise. Number two. Those who are wise will make friends in high places. Oh, yes. Those who are wise will make friends in high places. Mm-hmm. Let's look at the scripture. I'll tell you. Even Jesus knew the secret of this. I'll show you. I don't want to get ahead of myself. Luke chapter 19 and verse 1 to 10. Those who are wise will make friends in what? High places. Men and women of influence. Men and women of affluence. Men and women of impact. Men and women of stature. If you are wise, the Bible says you will walk with the wise. That is why it's important to make friends. Can you walk with someone who is not making friends? I mean, when it says those in walking in the counsel of those that are wise, it's talking about friendships. Yeah? But a companion of fools will be what? Destroyed. Let's read together. Luke chapter 19 and verse 1. Luke chapter 19 and verse 1. Luke 19 verse 1. We're going to go quickly on this one. Then I'm going to read one, you read two, okay? All right, we'll do it like that. Then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Verse 2. All right, media team, now I need you on track on this one. Okay, we're going to read quickly. We're going to verse 10, okay? Verse 2, go ahead, please. And verse 3. And he sought to see... I'll read verse 3, you read verse 4. Take a break. It's okay. I know you like this scripture. Right? And he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was of short stature. There's hope, brothers and sisters, who are of short stature. And we'll do a sermon on short stature one day in this church. Short stature. We are Wednesday service. Don't miss it. So you know there's a place for you. Yes. There's a place for you. Regardless of your height, there's a place for you. Oh, yes, sister, there's a place for you. In fact, many of the great people that you see, they are not actually tall. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So don't let... Your physical height does not determine how far you will go in life. In fact, some of the most effective people I've worked with in this church are people who are of heavenly stature. Who are not tall. Verse 4. Are you ready to read now? Go ahead. So he ran ahead and climbed in. Aren't you glad that at least we have poopies? Everybody can, just kidding. Oh my God. Verse 5. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house. If that Bible is yours, underline, I must stay at your house. I must stay at your house. Oh my word. I feel the anointing on that one. Go back there, media team. Work with me, please. I must stay at your house. I must stay at your what? At your house. Meaning, I want to be your friend. Yeah. I must stay at your house. Do strangers walk up to you and say, I want to stay in your house?
No.
What would you say? If someone just walked up and said, I must stay at your house, what would you say? You say, 911, 911, please. Emergency. 911. I must stay at your house. I must stay. This is Jesus saying. You should not say, you know, I'm the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. I've come here to save you. I don't need any man. I know my ministry is here. I know I'm here for 3 years. Some people feel like you're so anointed, you don't need anybody. You don't need friends. You're too anointed for friends, too anointed for relationships. I walk with the Father. I walk with God the Son. I am on heavenly places. I don't need any man. Greater is in me. Who is the great? Listen, the greater that is in you said, I must stay at your house. Oh, yes. The importance of making friends in high places. Trust me, the word you're getting here, you will not get in any church in Tulsa. Amen? This is fresh. This is living word. Tell your friends next week they should come. You will hear. You will hear. Oh, yes. If you are here visiting, come back. The word is fresh. When we open the word here, living word, it's new. Have you ever seen that before? I must stay at your house. Have you ever seen that before? It's fresh. I must stay at your house. It's today's, word. Give me this day my daily bread.
Yes.
That's daily bread.
Yes.
I must stay at your house.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I must stay at your house. It's fresh. And it applies to everything you do, whether it's ministry, whether it's career. I must stay at your house. Those who are wise will make friends in high places. Wow. Wow. This is fresh. Where are we? Verse 6. So he made haste. Okay. Is that your turn to read? Sorry. Go ahead, please. But when he saw it, they all complained, saying, what now? He has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner. The spiritual ones in the house. The religious ones. They say, he has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner. Yeah. You know, there was a statue, if you've never been to Oral Roberts University, there was a statue of in fact, in one of his books, Oral Roberts talks about he was believing God for millions of dollars. Do you know who gave him those one of the millions of dollars, I think, for the towers? It was a man who dealt with in a kind of very funny kind of business. Oh, yes. I think it was dog racing or something like that. Was it horse racing or... Horse racing. Yeah. Horse racing. Eh? The money came to him. He did not say, oh no, don't use it. No, I'm anointed. Lord, send me money from another way. And then the same people will be quoting the money, the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the righteous. Verse 8, let's go on, let's wrap up here. Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the
Lord, I give half my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation,
I restore all. Wow. That's the power of association. Jesus just walks in. Jesus didn't preach to him. Jesus didn't tell him you have done wrong. Just by the presence of Jesus, he began to be convicted. He said, I would give away half of my goods to the poor. Some people who are, in quote, religious, they have never given even a quarter of their goods. He said, I will give half of my goods to the poor. If I've taken anything from anyone by a false accusation, I restore fourfold. Just by relationships. Relationships change lives. Amazing. Amazing. Verse 9. And Jesus said to him, go ahead. Today. Salvation. Some of you thought I was just saying things. Salvation has come. I will stay at your house. And by Jesus just saying, I want to be your friend, salvation came. Make friends in high places. Some of the loneliest people in the world are people who have a lot of money. Yes. They don't have friends. Yeah. Just be nice to them. If you like their car, tell them I like your car. It looks very good. If you like some, yeah. Have a conversation with them. Say, wow, I really admire you. Yeah. Oh, yes. Don't be tightening your fingers. How did that guy get that money? He must be doing something wrong. He must be doing something wrong. You do something right now. Why are you not doing something right? May God help us. Number 3, quickly. Those who are wise will invest in the poor.
Those who are wise will what? Invest in the poor. They will invest in the poor. Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 17. I'll go through this one quickly. Proverbs 19 and verse 17. He who has pity on the poor lends to the Lord, and he will pay back what he has given. He who has pity on the poor lends to the Lord, and he will pay back what he has given. Invest in the poor. Bless those that don't have. That's the sign of wisdom. Bless because you're making wise investments. How do I know that? Because the Bible says he will pay back what he has given. And finally, those who are wise, are you ready for this? Will honor their father and mother. Amen. Ephesians 6, 1 to 3. Those who are wise will honor their father and mother. Ephesians 6, 1 to 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. Communion can go around, please. But this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with what? Promise. Is the what? The first commandment with what? Promise. Can you, if you were wise, you will grab on this one because this is the first commandment with promise. Verse 3, let's see what it is. That it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. Those who are wise will honor their father. Their mother, your physical parents, and your spiritual parents. Those who are wise will honor. Those who are wise will honor their father and mother. Your father is your father. Your mother is your mother. Whatever you do, I know it's hard. Some people have different relationships with their families. And when I say honor, I'm not saying it's not mushy. It's not mushy like your besties. No. Some of you might not be able to be close to your parents, and that's okay. However, you honor them. You honor them by checking on them from time to time, making sure they are fine. And I understand there are some family situations that are toxic. However, that is the scripture. Honor the father and your mother. Honor. Dad and mom, I might not agree with everything you do or say, but I honor you. I honor you, and I wanted to be intentional with checking on you. If God has blessed you financially, you bless them. Where you are, where God has blessed you to, you bless them according to your capacity. Oh yeah. Most of your father and your mother don't need anything from you. You know that. Most of the time, they don't need anything from you. However, every time you bless them, it means something to them. Yeah. Okay. Spiritual fathers and mothers, physical, biological fathers and mother, honor them. Thank you, Lord. Those who are wise will win souls, make friends in high places, invest in the poor, and honor their father and mother. Rise up on your feet tonight. Thank you, Lord. Those who are wise. Now, there's much more we can say about those who are wise, but I felt the Holy Spirit give me these 4 points for you today. Hallelujah. I'm talking about redeeming the time, right? We talked about that, we wrapped up on Sunday. And it says understanding what the will of the Lord is. So, wisdom is the principal thing. Remember that? It's the principal thing. So I've just given you some practical wisdom nuggets today. So go and do some of these things and see how God will bless you. Please. I begged you on Sunday, for those of you who were here, I begged on Sunday. Can anybody remember what I begged at the end of my sermon? Anybody remember what I said? I beg you. I plead with you. You're in children's church. Okay, that's fine. Anybody remember children's church? Okay. I'll say it again. Please, get understanding. But I begged you and said, as you enter into the next 67 days, please make sure that your expectation is still alive. Make sure your expectation... Don't discard 2023 yet. Until the last day, God's blessings are locating people. I've been hearing some things. And trust me. 2023 is answering to his name, which is grace and glory that was declared by our pastor at the beginning of the year. So please be wise. And one of the ways you can be wise is by staying expectant for God's blessings. Stay expectant. Please, 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 I beg you. I implore you. Stay expectant. Hallelujah. I don't care how 2023 has been to you now, but please stay expectant because God is doing things in this house. He's doing things in this house.